broadcasting from the Kill Radio Newsroom in Los Angeles. Here is DJ Shy John with the weekly news from around the world.
And thank you, Brad, for that introduction. This is DJ Shy John with the news on Tuesday, February the 25th, 2014. And in the Harper's Weekly Review today, also dated February 25th. By the way, the Harper's Weekly Review, published by Harper's Magazine, established in 1850. Violent demonstrations in Kiev resulted in the deaths of dozens of anti-government protesters, the ouster of Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych, the release from prison of opposition leader and former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, and the passage of a law returning Yanukovych's 345-acre Mezihiria compound along the Dnieper River to state ownership. "It's like we entered Berlin and seized the Reichstag," said one of the thousands of Kievans who came to see Mezihiria's golf course and private zoo. Partially incinerated financial records recovered by a diver from a nearby reservoir indicated that Yanukovych had spent $115,000 on a statue of a running boar. "Let him be hanged or hidden away in a place where nobody will find him," a demonstrator said of Yanukovych, who was suspected to have fled by helicopter to Balaclava. During political demonstrations in Venezuela's central Carabobo state, Genesis Carmona, a 22-year-old marketing student and former Miss Tourism, was shot in the head by members of a pro-government militia. And Geraldine Moreno Orozco, a 22-year-old cytotechnology student, was shot in the head by National Guardsmen. In a broadcast on Venezuelan state television, President Nicolas Maduro, who denied press credentials to seven CNN reporters and ejected three U.S. diplomats from the country, appeared to confuse the distress signal SOS, used in the popular Twitter hashtag SOS Venezuela, with the Rio Platense Spanish verb SOS, meaning "you are." "Sos Venezuela, ah," said Maduro. "Sos gringo." "This is not how democracies behave," said U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. A New Flemish Alliance parliamentarian questioned the Belgian Prime Minister's choice of a francophone zoo to house a pair of giant pandas. "He was not acting as Prime Minister of all Belgians," said the parliamentarian. "The pandas," said the zoo's owner, "are Chinese." Chevron delivered gift certificates for a large pizza and a 2-liter bottle of soda to 100 households in Bobtown, Pennsylvania, following an explosion and 5-day-long fire at a fracking well in neighboring Dunkard Township. "We are committed to take action," said a letter accompanying the certificates. Cornish bankers sent pastries to flood workers in Somerset, and Welsh fishermen left unable to work by bad weather called for the creation of an emergency fund. "We are on stop," said seafood distributor Skip Rudder. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security denied New Jersey an exception from a federal law requiring that all domestic shipments be delivered by U.S. flag vessels, temporarily stranding 40,000 tons of rock salt in Searsport, Maine. "We're all in the same boat," said a New Jersey Public Works director. The Aiken language interjection TWIA, used to express contempt, was banned from Ghana's parliament, and UK House of Commons Speaker John Bercrow called for an end to yobbery and public school twittishness during questions to the Prime Minister. Psychiatrists in Coventry found that preteens who change schools frequently are likelier to exhibit psychosis. There are areas of darkness we have not explored, said a British researcher. Neuroscientists at Harvard demonstrated that the movements of an avatar monkey could be controlled by the nerve impulses of a master monkey. Oh, that's scary. It was reported that a Pocatello, Idaho zoning board meeting had been moved from the Paradise Conference Room at City Hall to a larger venue after more than 100 residents attended to debate the proposed construction of a mosque. I get very fearful because I live close to this place, said the Reverend Jim Jones. Emirati clerics issued a fatwa prohibiting one-way travel to Mars. Police in Kazakhstan detained 7 women protesting a ban on synthetic underwear. Biophysicists in Queensland used squeezed light to examine living yeast cells, and archaeologists in Manhattan determined a cylinder of mammal bone to be a 19th century douche. Workers at Iron Maiden Hog Farm in Kentucky were attempting to inoculate sows against porcine epidemic diarrhea virus by feeding them the ground intestines of piglets who had succumbed to the disease. Clown trade groups noted a decline in membership. The older clowns, said Clowns of America International President Clyde D. Scope, are passing away. Geologists attributed Yellowstone National Park's high rates of helium-4 emission to accumulations of the gas within Earth's crust. You have these old crustal rocks just sitting around, said one chemist, giving up all their long-held secrets. Dozens of elderly relatives separated 6 decades ago by the division of the Korean Peninsula were reunited at North Korea's Mount Kumgang Resort. You look old, said a 93-year-old South Korean father to his 64-year-old North Korean son. Come give me a hug. Captive Asian elephants were observed to grasp the genitals of distressed members of their herd in order to console them. Ladies, this article by Anthony Lydgate. And that seems to be the end of the news today, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of news sources, so check the other ones for the latest. In the meantime, be good to one another in the coming week and stay out of the news.